Okay, welcome everybody. This is Loser Town Today, podcast number 8. It's October 30th, 2005. I'm Steven.
I'm Steve.
What? Zhao Zheng Qihui.
That's right, everyone. Qihui is with us all the way from Beijing. Glad to have you here, Qihui.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to making music here.
Well, that's good, because I'm also hoping to make good use of this time that you're here with us. Normally, what we do is we end up, at least for the last project, I Live in Loser Town, we ended up mailing CDs with tracks back and forth, and that's a, you know, really time-consuming. So with Qihui here with us for about, I think, 3 months?
Yes.
And then sometime next May, Steve, the S-Man, and I plan to travel to Beijing, and we'll hook up with Qihui over there.
Unless the bird flu wipes out the world's population.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, let me ask you that, Qihui. Does that, you know, bother you, the bird flu?
No.
Really? Jeez. Not even a little?
No. But what can I do? You know, I cannot change the situation, so what's the point to worry?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Just don't eat any sick chickens, I suppose.
You know, I feel so sorry for all those chickens and ducks dying. They sacrifice so much just so we can eat a bucket of wings.
Oh, you know what? Mm-hmm. In preparation for traveling to Beijing, Steve and I are trying to learn Chinese. We found the site www.chinesepod.com that, you know, posts free lessons. They put up podcasts every day.
That's good. What have you learned?
Well, we actually haven't started listening to them yet.
Yeah, I mean, we've been downloading them every day now. They're up to like 30 lessons now.
Yeah, obviously we're kind of backlogged, but, you know, hopefully by the time we go to China, we'll be able to engage in simple conversations.
Yeah, so we can, you know, ask questions like, where can I find a hooker?
Yeah, I know Steve will make sure that he learns that one. Okay, I just want to talk a little bit about some of our sales statistics. You might find this interesting, maybe not. But we've noticed that over 88% of our sales dollars comes from digital downloads compared to actual CD sales. Although within those digital downloads, you also have entire album download, so I'm not really sure if you can count that with CD. Well, I guess you wouldn't count that with CDs. I think it should all be lumped in digital downloads. So 88%.
Is that right?
Yep. And it's mostly from iTunes. And I think our next biggest sales chunk comes from Rhapsody. We also get some sales from other companies like Napster. But it's mostly iTunes and Rhapsody, and also MusicNet. And MusicNet, I think, is a company that they handle streams for other companies, I think, is how it works. But for every stream we get from MusicNet, we get paid 0.002 cents. So you have to get 10 plays to get a penny from MusicNet. I'm not sure why that rate is so low.
That is low.
Compared to, say, Rhapsody. Rhapsody stream is 1 penny. So MusicNet is 10 times less. Not that I'm, you know, complaining. I mean, we're grateful for anything that comes our way. I mean, when you think about it, it would be very hard to do anything on your own. And we have to give a big thank you to CD Baby and Apple, because, you know, what they've really done is legitimize the distribution channel for the independent musician. I mean, if you have a band out there, what, you know, what can you do? You can play in clubs, put out a website on your own. But, you know, who's going to find this website? But when you're on iTunes, and we're on iTunes because we're we distribute our CD through CD Baby, and they have this agreement with iTunes and all the other digital companies. But when you're on iTunes, your music is there right alongside people like, you know, Kelly Clarkson and Weezer. And to me, that's just amazing for an independent musician, an independent band like us. You know, I think we also kind of lucked out with the title.
Yeah, I guess that's true, because, you know, a lot of times I wonder if people search for the band Train and then, you know, have us come up. And plus, when we titled our first CD 6 Feet Under, we had no idea that there was a show with that name until later, because, you know, we don't get cable, so we don't know what's, you know, what kind of programming is on HBO or whatever channel. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, maybe we should call our next CD Desperate Housewives.
Yeah,
just kidding, of course. Or are we? Well, anyway, here's something else that's kind of interesting. It seems that a very popular song for us in Europe is Fallen Trees.
Really? Fallen Trees?
Yeah, and I'm not sure why. You know, when I wrote that song, this was several years ago, and it was in response to a song challenge that they had on that RMMS news group, that Recreational Music Makers Songwriting news group, I think it is. And it was this thing where someone would come up with the title, and you'd have to write a song to it, and the title chosen was Fallen Trees. Now, you know, normally the titles that they come up with, I always thought that they were the dumbest sounding things in the world. But in this case, I was really intrigued with the image of fallen trees. So I tried to write a song that dealt with the bond between man and nature. And although personally, I've never felt any kind of, you know, personal connection with nature. It's not like you put me out in the forest. I think, oh, how beautiful the trees are and all that kind of stuff. I just, you know, there's a tree. There it is. But at the time I, you know, wrote that song, I think, you know, maybe I was thinking about novels like Wuthering Heights, where the surrounding background, the moors, figure so prominently in the story.
You know, Stev played bass on that track on Fallen Trees.
Yeah, well, that's right. You know, Chihui, we should actually redo it. You know, this way you could put your own stamp on this version. You know.
Yes, I could play on that track. This way we honor our European friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe we'll do a track and we'll post it up on our website and we'll let everybody know what the URL is on the next podcast. But anyway, that about wraps things up. In the upcoming podcast, what we're going to do is concentrate more on music, since we're going to be back in the, you know, in the writing and recording process for our next CD. I think earlier on in one of the podcasts, we talked about titles. So what I want to do is now discuss more about what we're doing and maybe have clips of what we're doing in the studio. In our first CD, we had created an ebook which kind of detailed the process of putting together 6 Feet Under. So basically what we want to do is we want to replicate that sort of a studio log thing in podcast form this time. So, until next time,
bye.
Zaijian.